Hey, I'm Russell Leeds.
I'm Ricky Mandel.
And welcome to the Property Investors Podcast. On this week's show, we're going to be talking about how you can retire using property in just 2 years. Now, that sounds like a pretty outrageous claim, especially considering that we're both millennials.
Yeah.
And the average millennial will never be able to retire. Did you hear this?
No, I didn't hear.
The average millennial, they reckon, will never be able to retire because they don't have enough money in their pension to pay for their lifestyle. So even though they've got a pension, there's not much in it, and it's not going to pay them enough to live on down the line, which means that although they'll have a pension when it kicks in when they're 68 or whatever, they'll still need to work to supplement, they'll still need to work part-time for the rest of their lives. They reckon that most millennials will never be able to retire.
So you work all your life to never retire.
To carry on working.
So you just keep working your entire life until the day that you die.
Yeah.
Sounds like a really bad plan. I'm really interested in the two-year plan.
And the two-year plan sounds a lot better. But on the other hand, a lot of people also live for retirement.
Yeah.
Rather than enjoying the moment now. So if you want to retire in 2 years, I've seen lots of people that have managed to retire or at least put themselves in a position to retire.
Yeah, because most people that are, but most successful people that aren't, I mean, you guys, you and Samuel are prime examples. Samuel, in fact, Samuel, if I remember correctly, did retire.
He did.
About, was it 2016? Something like that. He retired.
Yeah.
And he signed up for a cage fight. He won. And he lost kind of purpose and got bored. And it was Amanda that pushed him on to you know, start the training. So most wealthy people, in fact, every wealthy person that I know is in a position to retire, but choose not to because they do work because they want to work, not because they have to. And if they wanted to step back at any point, then they could.
Yeah, I think it's interesting as well because you're right. A lot of people, they could retire, but they choose not to. If you're not in that position, you might look at it and go, that's crazy. I'd love to retire. But actually, in reality, when you've got nothing, I love working.
Yeah.
And when you've got nothing to do, it's actually really boring.
Yeah. What are you going to do all day? Just sit and watch TV and do what?
Just, you've got no purpose.
You're just existing. You don't want to just exist. Yeah, you need a purpose.
You want to be doing stuff. I think so, anyway. But I do think it's important that you're in a position where you could retire if you wanted to.
Yeah.
So then you can work because you want to, not because you have
to. So retirement's more as well security.
It's security. Yeah, it is security. Because also, you never know when you might need, if you were sick or if you had a family member that was sick and you wanted to stop working and spend some time with them. It gives you freedom to do what you want. However, I think most people with that freedom would choose to carry on working and building because otherwise it's really boring.
And sometimes it's not even work, as in working on a business. It's also working on, I guess, charities, foundations, things like that. But constantly doing something. But how do you get to that position in a couple of years? A
couple of years. Well, the first thing they need to do, if you want to be in a position to retire, and this is where people with the pensions are going to come unstuck, and this is what they're talking about, why millennials are going to have to work for the rest of their lives, is if you want to retire, i.e. not work, that means that you need something called a passive income. Now, a pension is a passive income, right? Because you're being paid in the future for not doing anything. But you need some sort of passive income. You need some sort of money that's coming in without you doing anything. However, this is the important part. That amount of money that comes in has got to be at least however much it costs you to live, right? So if you need £3,000 a month just to survive, and you've got a pension or you've got passive income coming in of £1,500, you've got a £1,500 shortfall there.
Well, what is retirement? Is retirement living a very comfortable life, doing what you want, when you want, with whoever you want, and living the dream? Or is it just passive income covering your living expenses?
Well, retirement is when you stop working.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to retire just, you know, to cover my living expenses there.
But that is retirement though, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, of course. What do you mean by retire?
Well, I don't know. I guess that would be the definition of it, but I guess when you retire, you want to be really in a position where you've got, you know, loads of choices and you can do what you want. Because you could still retire, but still be making ends meet, couldn't you?
You basically what you're saying is you don't like... The thing is though, right, you're talking, you know, very much from your personal position, right? But most people are working and still struggling to make ends meet. Most people are working and still struggling to pay the bills.
So if you aim for retirement, you'll get momentum to then build and build and build. So when you're in that position where you could retire, you'll probably end up just carrying on building up your business to go to the next level. Retirement, I guess, is the first level then, isn't it? Retirement's financially free.
Well, yeah. Oh, well, retirement is financially free and then choosing to stop working.
Yeah.
Yeah, being financially free, right, I see what you mean, doesn't necessarily mean that you stop working.
So most people would aim for financial freedom. A lot of people we work with get financially free and end up retiring for a few months, realising it's boring, coming out of retirement to then build their business again.
Yeah, 100%. Well, we're not saying that you should stop at retirement, but it's been put in the position where you can retire if you want to.
When do you think you'll retire?
I don't think I'll ever retire.
What, so even when you're like 8 years old?
Yeah.
Really? It's interesting.
Well, if you hear about a lot of people, like people, especially people that are really busy, where they're really busy, they're, you know, like they're headmaster of a school or, you know, a lawyer or something, and then when they retire, then they die within like a year or two.
Mm.
Because their body's so used to working, when they stop and they switch off, it's like, oh, we're finished here. And
so if you wanted to just leave this earth one day, you'd just stop working.
Well, I don't think I'd die.
Is that what they said? Say cause of death, you stopped working.
Yeah. You sound like you don't. It's true.
Really?
Look at loads of people where they stop working. Bang, that's it. So for me, I enjoy working. I don't want to just chill. I might slow down, but I don't think I would ever want to stop working and stop doing something, because it's fun. I had an operation on my foot, as you know, and I was literally just stuck in bed for like 2 weeks. And it's so boring. It's so, so boring having nothing to do, not being able to do stuff.
I hope the operation's fixed it.
It has fixed it.
I mean, when you said that you were going in to, you know, make you better at football, they were like, we'll give it a go.
Well, they actually think it was you that damaged my toe. They reckon it was when you stood on my toe.
And the weight crushed it.
The crushing of
the toe
decimated my toe.
Well, hopefully you're better at football now. Hopefully they put something in there, a little metal plate or something, just to ping the ball a bit harder.
Well right now I can't play football or anything at all. I can
barely... How long?
The whole thing, I should be out for about six, 7 weeks.
I should be out. Talking as if you're like Premier League footballer. Yeah, I should be out. I'm out for about 6 weeks.
Well, I'm out. Yeah, I know, but
that's how like professionals talk, innit? I'm out for this long. Oh yeah, he's out of action for this long.
I'm back in the gym though.
How can you be out for 6 weeks but be back in the gym?
Because I can't play football because that's different. But I can do upper body. I can cycle even now. So this week I've started cycling every day. On the station, I wouldn't want to risk falling off the bike.
So you're not training your legs. Skipping many leg days.
Well, cycling still. 30 minutes a day of cycling is...
But does that tear your muscle to rebuild it? Or does it... I don't think that classes as leg day.
Well, it probably doesn't. I am having to skip the legs, but I can do upper body, I can do cycling. So I'm doing okay. I had 2 weeks of nothing.
But you retired for 2 weeks?
I retired for 2 weeks.
So how do you retire in 2 years?
In 2 years. Well, the first thing that you need to do, like we just said, you need to work out what your living expenses are. Because if you're going to retire, the first thing you need to know is how much do you need to live? How much money needs to be coming in to cover you? That's the very, very first thing that you need to work out.
And living expenses are not eating out every single day, going to movies every single week, you know, living a lavish life. Living expenses is just what you need to live.
Yeah.
So rent, mortgage, bills, food, drink, car... Not a fancy car, just a normal car. And your bare minimum, if all hit the fan today, how much do you need to live?
Well, you could go back through and you could look at it and go, well, look, right now I'm spending X amount on a car, but I could, if I had to retire, I could have a car that was Y. And you can work out, you might have two different figures. How much you need right now, this is how much I like to retire on, but how much do I actually need is...
Yeah. So that would be your living expenses.
That would be your basic living expenses. It's a good exercise, actually, to go through your online banking and work out what they are. And you might spot stuff that you're like, oh, do I really need that?
Yeah.
Do I really need to be spending money on a gym when I haven't been for 2 years, as Ricky found out. Start going again now.
How am I looking?
It's a podcast, so most people can't see it.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're looking...
It would have been too... The bicep would have been too big for the screen anyway.
But you might find stuff that's on there. I remember speaking to someone about this, and I asked them to go through their expenses and work it out, and they found a dating app that they were still paying for.
Oh, wow.
But they've been married for 4 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And they've just forgotten to cancel it.
Shocking.
Yeah, all that time. So you've got... They all add up, don't they? All these little, you know, Netflix, Amazon Prime, Apple TV, Now TV, BT Sports.
Yeah.
You know.
People probably spend hundreds without even realising.
Oh, yeah. I definitely spend loads on stuff like that. I've got all of those that I just mentioned. And some of them, but...
You're rich. You're rich.
But if I was working this out, trying to work out how I'm sure there's lots of ones I could get rid of.
Take
right?
a few days to go through the outgoings.
Yeah. Have you got anything on there that you can think of that's like, you know what, that is a waste of anything you pay for that's a waste of money?
It was the gym, but now I've started going to the gym.
You didn't
again.
Go to the gym for about 2 years, did you? And you were still
No, I was still paying, yeah.
That's crazy. Anything else?
Probably I think I pay for Apple Fitness. Which I don't really use because I go to the gym. But I've got Apple Fitness when I wanted to start doing home workouts. I actually never used it.
I'm sure I've got lots of little things like that.
I'm just trying to think. I'm pretty good with it. If I don't use it, then I just stop it.
Just stop it. Yeah.
I'm a free trial guy. And then cancel at the end of the free trial.
Oh, really? See, most free trial guys don't cancel. That's how they get you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, first thing you need to know is how much you need to live. You need that figure clear in your mind. So that's the target. Then you need to work out how you're going to create the passive income to cover that cost. Now, interestingly, passive income, I mean, if it's a pension, for example, it's 100% passive, right? You don't have to do anything. But the definition of passive income isn't to not do any work at all. The definition is little to no work.
Yeah.
So there might be, you know, for example, if you've got tenants, even if you have a letting agent that's managing the property for you, they might still get in touch every now and again and say, oh, the boiler's broke. Do you authorise that payment? So technically, you know, you've still got to... Take that phone call.
Yeah.
You've still got to authorise that payment. But you're basically in a situation where you're doing very, very little work.
So it's not just the money goes into the bank every month and you don't even have to lift a finger.
I mean, there are some things that do that, but that's not the definition of passive income. It's little to no work.
Yeah. Yes,
there can be little bits of work involved. The next thing you've got to think about is what can I do to earn, let's say your figure is £2,000 a month. What can I do to earn £2,000 a month in passive income? And you've got to figure out how you do that. Now, we know that you can do that very, very well through property. But the question is, Rick, do you need loads and loads of money to create a passive income?
No.
So you can create a passive income without having a big pot of income?
Absolutely.
Go on, explain. How can you do that?
Well, the way that I started was with rent-to-rent. So rent-to-rent is, you know, many of you know. But if you don't know, I'll explain. Where you rent a property and you pay a general rent to the landlord. So let's say you rent an apartment for... £1,000 a month, you pay that to the landlord and then you rent it out yourself, but you generate super rent by renting it out as a service accommodation, or it might be a house that you do as a HMO. And then let's say a service accommodation, you charge £150 a night. If you've got a high occupancy, you'll turn over maybe £3,000, and then you pay the landlord their money. You'll have other expenses, commissions, online travel agencies and management fees and stuff like that, and then you'll be left with a profit. I mean, geez, to make the average expense, if you like, I think most people, if you look at the average person, most average people's living expenses would be, what, maybe 2,000? Something like that?
I think most people would need at least 2,000. To...
Right. So our average student that has rent-to-rents, we done a survey. And our average, the students come through the training, on average, make a profit of £1,200.
Per unit.
Per unit. So you only need two, maybe three, for the average person to be financially free. And we're in a revolution right now where it's just, you know, interest rates are up. So what does that mean? That means that landlords are scared. Landlords need help. And it's our job to come in and get these rent-to-rents and help the landlord, pay them their rent every single month. That's the first thing. That's how I started. And it's very passive because you've got, you put systems in place, you know, having a good cleaning team, having a check-in and check-out service, having a good channel manager. You can connect the three together. So, you know, yes, you'll be answering maybe some phone calls and you'll be managing the cleaners and, you know, managing the channel manager, managing how people get checked in and check out, managing the guests a little bit. But it's not going to be very, very active. You know, you'll probably spend maybe a few hours a week on that business, which I would say is fairly, fairly passive.
Yeah, I think you can, I think you can get it to a lot less than that.
Yeah,
if you, I don't spend anywhere near a few hours a week on my...
If you have good systems.
Yeah.
I mean, for the average person that's just starting out.
Yeah. It's going to take a bit of work to get started.
Yeah.
But once you've got it up and running, you've got your cleaning team and stuff in place, pretty much you don't have to do anything, really. Especially if you're using, you know, a good channel manager, a good cleaner, you've got a good handyman.
Yeah.
And you've got a virtual PA.
Yeah.
And you're kind of...
Yeah.
Kind of covered, aren't you?
Well, rent-to-rents are great for... financial freedom. Now, to actually retire, what do you think? Do you think they're great?
I think a rent-to-rent, probably to retire, probably not. I'll tell you why. Because they will come to an end.
There's a term.
At some point. Yeah, there's a term. A four-year, but it might be the landlord asks for the money back. So it's not your property. You're controlling the property, yeah. But it's not yours. If you're looking to retire, unless you're like... 90, in which case, then happy days. Sign the 5-year term and you should be okay. But if you're like, you know, you're like, you're what, 42?
By my hairline, yeah.
How old are you?
31.
No way.
Yeah.
Do you know why I'm so... It's because of how successful you are.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you. No need for a round of applause, guys. Appreciate it.
So you're 31. If you had a rent-to-rent, it's very unlikely that rent-to-rent's still going to be... How old do you think you're going to live to?
When you're 33. I mean, what? I thought you meant how long would I go for the rent-to-rent? How long would that last me?
How long do you reckon you're going to live to?
Well, hopefully, you know. 100? 100?
100? That's pretty old.
Imagine if I'm the world's oldest man.
Well, that 100 wouldn't be the world's oldest man.
119 or something.
I don't know. It depends if you go back through history. Like, if you look at the people like Adam and Eve, they lived till they were like 900 now, didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't listen in history.
Fair enough.
Well, if I'm going to go to 900, history. I'll take that.
If you live 900, but then the rent-to-rent definitely wouldn't last. Right? But even if you live to 100, although they do think we're getting older, don't they? They reckon that the average, with our new healthcare and the way we look after our, maybe not you.
Maybe not me. I've missed a memo there.
They reckon that we're going to live longer. But anyway, let's say you were 70.
Right.
Right?
Why is that funny?
It's not. Let's say you live till you're 70. That's still what, like 30 odd, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39 years?
Yeah. Wow, I'm halfway through my life almost.
So you can live to 70.
I'm going to book a doctor's appointment after this. Have a checkup.
I've actually booked one with Bupa. They do like
full
body.
Health.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going next week.
Oh, imagine if they come back and you're like, right, you've got a couple of years.
Oh, thanks, mate.
You're sat there saying to me, all laughing, saying, because I want to live till 70, 80, 90.
Yeah, 70, 80, 90 is different to a couple of years.
5 years.
Oh, flipping heck, yeah, sure. So let's, well, then I'd be okay for rent to rent then, wouldn't I? Rent to rent probably would.
5-year term, you're covered.
Yeah. What I would be looking for, if I was looking for a long-term thing, and I think is a brilliant strategy for achieving financial freedom and therefore being able to retire, I think lease options.
Yeah.
I think lease options are where it's at. So a lease option is very, very similar to a rent-to-rent. However, the difference with a lease option is that you get to buy it at the end of the term. We've recently secured a lease option agreement on a hotel. So we've got a 10-year lease. Number one, it's longer. 10 years we've got on this, right? So 10 years is quite a long term. But literally, just this one deal that we've agreed, right? We didn't put any money down to buy this deal. Just this one deal that we've agreed, you would be able to retire off this one deal.
Go on, how much?
That's it. How much? Well, what's the question? How much what?
You said you could retire off this one deal.
Yeah, so we're going to be making probably $500,000 a year off it.
Oof. Wow.
No money down, lease option agreement. Literally, there's one deal. Say within two
years.
So
there's a hotel, so it's similar to service accommodation.
It is. We will be running it as service accommodation, yeah. So it's a hotel at the moment, but we're going to be running it as serviced apartments.
Okay.
Serviced apartment hotel.
And what's pretty cool is you can often turn rent to rent into lease options.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend going for this. You know, there's like, depending on quite how we split it up, we're just doing the work at the moment. It's going to be like 26 rooms plus a conference centre and stuff. So I wouldn't recommend going for that for your first deal, but no money down, lease option agreement, taking over the property.
And the option to buy at the end.
And the option to buy at the end. And with the fee that we've agreed at the end is worth about what it's worth now.
So you'll have the appreciation as
you'll
well.
You'll have the appreciation as well, exactly that. And then, but how are you going to buy it? What you'll do is for these 10 years, you won't spend that money. You'll save it. And then you'll use the money generated from the asset itself to buy it at the end of the 10 years.
Yeah.
So it literally is. The only thing we've got to pay for is the works to renovate it.
It's quite an interesting point though, that. Because if you're doing rent to rent,
yeah,
you'll become financially free straight away.
Yeah.
But if you're doing lease options and you're saving the money to then buy it, you wouldn't be able to retire straight away. You'd have to wait, wouldn't you?
Well, you wouldn't be able to.
Unless you eat into the money that you're saving.
Yeah, it depends on what else you're doing. You might have a couple of rent-to-rents and a lease option.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So you might have different, you know. The whole point about this isn't just to do one thing and then to stop. The whole point isn't even to retire, as we mentioned at the beginning. It's just giving you the option, right? I would recommend not retiring. I don't plan on ever retiring. Do you plan on ever retiring?
I don't know. I've never really thought about it. Oh, I feel like I'm quite young compared to you.
Well, we're pretty much the same age, aren't we?
How old are you?
How old do you think I am?
Hold on. I know how old you are. Hold on. Samuel's 33. Or is he 34? I think he's 33. I think you're 36.
I'm 35.
35.
Yeah. 35. So.
Yeah, still older than me.
I am older than
you. I've never really thought about it. I don't know.
Well, think of your life now. Would you want to retire?
Well, no. Not right now. But in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years.
Might do think, what?
I don't know. Just catch a vibe. come around here. See you.
Film this podcast.
Film a podcast.
That'd be your job.
That'd be the job.
So you won't be retired.
I've never thought about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I could now, but I don't know. You don't know. You might change your mind in 20 years, 30 years, maybe.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah. I don't plan on retiring. I don't want to retire. I enjoy working. If you enjoy what you do, you never work a day in your life.
Yeah.
If you enjoy what you do, why would I retire? What for?
Catch a vibe, move abroad, get some sun. Look at it, it's raining right now as we speak.
It is raining right now.
It's horrible.
But it's been quite nice this week. I was outside sunbathing on Saturday. Beautiful day, Saturday.
Quite windy, though.
Saturday wasn't. Sunday was windy, yeah. But who says that you can't move abroad and carry on working?
Well, you can, so why don't you do that?
Well, there you go, I might do that.
Similar to retiring, though, isn't it?
Well, no, retiring is when you stop working.
Yeah, but I, in my head, it's very similar. If you move abroad...
You're practically retired now, though, aren't you? That's
basically, yeah. Well, basically, I am. Just catch a vibe. Eat twirls. I like twirls. I like chocolate. Cut down on the chocolate, though. But it's in my mind, retire. I don't think you'll ever stop doing anything. I won't ever stop doing anything.
Well, there you go.
But more, take your foot off the gas.
You take your foot off the
do
gas.
Do it when you need. Do it when you want to, when you need to, when big things pop up.
But I've seen so many people that have done what we've said, retired, and then come out of retirement 3 months later.
Even when you look at, like, celebrities and stuff, they retire, but they're still working, like, doing appearances and,
yeah,
you know, doing things like that, shows, chat shows, stuff like that. So, yeah, guess you're right.
So, biggest strategy, then, number one, find out how much you need to earn.
Yeah.
And then, number two, figure out how you can create a passive income using things like rent-to-rent, lease options. If you've got money, it's even easier because you can buy the properties.
Yeah. Right?
So you haven't got to do anything creative. You can just buy the properties. But
I mean, you don't need a lot for rent to rent anyway. All you're doing is renting it. You're not actually buying it. And lease options is the same.
Yeah.
You're buying it in the future.
I think lease options is where it's at. I think you very easily retire within a couple of years using a combination of lease options and rent to rent,
yeah,
and then buy the properties down the line.
In fact, this week, you just reminded me, we are going to be on tour over the next few weeks where we're going to be talking about lease options and how they work. So we'll drop a link somewhere. Where will we drop a link?
In the description below.
Link in the description. Come and check it out. We're going to be talking about lease options over the next few weeks, how they work. In fact, who knows, man? We might even find some lease options while we're at the program. So get yourself booked on if you want to know more about how to make it happen, how to retire.
Perfect. Guys, thanks so much for watching. I'm Russell Leeds.
I'm Ricky Mandel.
And we'll see you next week.